From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 25th. 10 stories from overnight sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, US-China Collision Course Podcast. Next, second, from Straits Times, Russia's Afipsky oil refinery on fire after drone attack, 2 dead, governor says. August 25, the Afipsky oil refinery in Russia's southern Krasnodar region was on fire following a drone attack, regional governor Veniamin Kondratiev said on the Telegram messaging app on Tuesday. He added that 2 people were killed and 2 others were injured due to fallen drone debris on the Afipsky railway station. Ukraine has been targeting Russia's oil refineries and other infrastructure, attempting to undermine Moscow's war efforts and reduce financial revenue. Up next, a war of words between the US and Canada is heating up, as is the trade war between the longtime allies, with Ontario's outspoken Premier Doug Ford telling President Donald Trump twice he can kiss my A. On Monday, Trump pledged to raise the tariff on cars, steel, and other goods to 50%, in January. Third, from ABC News US, Bully. Feud erupts between Trump and Ontario's Doug Ford over US-Canada trade war. Ford said Canada needed to throw everything in the kitchen sink at Trump. That followed tariffs of 50% on other goods being levied on Saturday after talks over a potential trade deal fell apart. And then, fourth, from The Guardian US, Canadians do not seek a trade war, but neither will we be bullied by Donald Trump, Jen Gerson. A fundamental rupture in the values that have united North America is not a problem that can be wished away. This is a warning to the Western Alliance. The Canadians are exceedingly angry. I realize this can sometimes be difficult for foreigners to deduce, given our national struggle to express the full range of human emotion outside ice hockey riots. However, let me assure you that the Prime Minister Canadians saw take the stage on Saturday morning in the wake of the collapse in trade negotiations with the US was a Mark Carney practically vibrating with fury. Next, fifth, from NPR News. The UK will help Ukraine make long-range missiles by sharing classified tech information. Burnham, who was in Kyiv for Ukraine's Independence Day, said defense firm MBDA will release details on UK-made parts for the Scalp missile to Ukraine to help the country assemble the weapons. Image credit. Henry Nichols. Shortage of engineers becomes a bottleneck for Ukraine's defense tech. Ukraine's defense tech industry faces a severe engineer shortage, limiting the ability to quickly respond to frontline innovation needs. The labor gap is worsened by population decline, war impacts, and a lack of qualified candidates despite rapid workforce growth. Companies train inexperienced workers and boost salaries, but specialized skills remain scarce, threatening long-term defense innovation and production scaling. Up next, sixth, from Straits Times. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top, shortage of engineers becomes a bottleneck for Ukraine's defense tech. The speed of innovation on the Ukrainian battlefield means frontline troops may need a new drone design within weeks, but the country's defense industry faces a critical labor shortage that threatens to derail that pace. Next, eighth, from Bloomberg Top, why Bessent's Iran D-Day threat hinges on his willingness to hit China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's threat to unleash an economic D-Day against Iran risks setting the U.S. on a collision course with China, its main trading partner. Bloomberg's John Herskovitz breaks down the likelihood that the U.S. will take aggressive actions against Beijing. Source, Bloomberg, that's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.